All right, we're going to roll into our post-race media availability here at Martinsville Speedway for the first Data 500. We've now been joined by our second-place finisher, Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Freight Toyota. We will take questions for Denny. If you have one, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and we'll start in the back with Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Denny, two for you. First, obviously, I know how much this track means to you and what it would have meant to get another win here today on that last lap as they're starting to crash in front of you. What's going through your mind as you duck to the bottom and try to fit through that hole and avoid them to get to the flag?
Crash harder. Just crash harder. That was all I was hoping. I was trying to get as close as I could. It just took me so long to get around the 18 and the 2. And, you know, because our car just would not take off on the short run and was so exceptionally good on the long run, that 40-lap run at the end just was a killer for us. But, you know, I don't think I would do anything different. I mean, I rode behind the 18. I was trying to be respectful of him and obviously his situation. You don't want to kind of move a teammate out of the way, especially – you know, if he needs that one point when it comes down to the end. But I knew we were fast enough to drive up there and pass those guys. So it just took me, you know, 6-7 laps, maybe 10 to get around the 18, 3 or 4 more to get around the 2. And then I just ran as hard as I could those last 3 laps to get as close to the front 2 as possible because I knew something would happen. So I just wanted to be as close as I could and hopefully capitalize. And, you know, it's just a tenth away.
In the position that you're in, and you kind of spoke to it, what's the balance over those closing laps of being respectful to those championship contenders, but in your position trying to chase that win?
Well, it stinks. I mean, ultimately, the reason we kind of lost that track position is we were letting teammates in. But ultimately, that's what we agreed upon, and I would expect the same thing from my teammates if I was in that situation. And they were me, and I was them. So that part of it stinks, but it's twofold. You hope that you're the guy that's getting let in next time. So we worked really well together as teammates. I thought it was a great team effort. You know, we're hoping one of our cars would get a win, but obviously it didn't. But we all had a good showing, and it looks like the two Toyotas that are left obviously are in a good points position.
All right. I believe we had another question in the back. Then we'll come up front. Go ahead.
John Heverlin, ESPN Albuquerque. Denny, did you feel that was a fair move or an unfair move? And just what are your thoughts on that last part there?
I think it just depends on who your favorite driver is. I mean, I think, the people that don't like it, you know, the people that don't like Joey and the people that do like Joey. I think it's just all about who you are and, you know, whether they like you or not. I mean, I think that the 22 saw he was in a vulnerable position. They were side by side for 2 laps, and the 22 was on the outside, and that's a position where you can't do anything to the leader. It looked like to me that he conceded the spot on the white flag lap, and then once I saw that he conceded the spot and filed in behind him, I knew that we were in for an exciting turns 3 and 4. So I knew it was coming. Everyone probably saw that it was coming. So I just think that it would have been still a cool battle if they would have just stayed side by side. But I think the 22 thought that he wasn't going to win that way.
All right. We'll go Jerry, Matt. Go ahead.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. Denny, you've been in that position before. How much pressure is it on a driver who's racing that close as you're watching up there, knowing that that's their shot to make it to the championship round?
Yeah, it's super high stakes. But, you know, also the 22 and the 78 were up front all day, so they had quite a bit of stage points. And so ultimately you can't count on, you know, who's going to win the next 2 weeks. So they can't count on getting in points, but you ultimately don't want to jeopardize, you know, both ways of getting the homestead, both a win and through points. You know, that's why I was so surprised that 22 was, you know, fighting us tooth and nail there for, you know, one point at the end of the second stage. But, you know, we were racing for the stage win. And, you know, if I was the roles reversed, I'd be thinking, man, that guy's got nothing to lose. I do. So it's, you know, they had a lot of nerve, but I mean, they kept up front. The 2 and the 22 were super aggressive on all the restarts. And that allowed them to be fast on the short run and ultimately put the 22 and the 2 in a good position to win at the end.
All right, Matt, go ahead.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week. It seems like everyone today has a fix for NASCAR, whether it's rules packages or schedules or whatever, but that's kind of got to be the fix, right, when you look at that on the TV?
Certainly. I mean, we've had some great races and great finishes this year, and ultimately it's all revolves around short tracks. I mean, it's just, you know, you take aerodynamics out of the way and you get back to old school racing, and that just, you can have this every week if you really wanted, no matter what car we drove. If it had 6 tires or, you know, a 12-inch spoiler or no spoiler, you would have racing like this no matter what package, as long as the racetrack is allows it. And this one does.
All right, we'll go upstairs to the press box. Any questions in the press box for Denny?
I think we're good up here.
All right, coming back downstairs. Any final questions for Denny? All right. Well, Denny, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Best of luck next weekend.
Thanks.